factoring process.
Ken made a lot of mistakes in the first half. In fact, had of the 14 turnovers we had, he had six of them at halftime. And it was a matter that they took him the ball and he didn't take care of it. And the second half, of course, we took him the ball again and he took care of it, just put it where it belonged and did a good job. And as far as being too much conscious of it, no, because our zone offense, against that tight 2-3, we attack it with him a lot. And if they're going to play that way, that's the guy that's going to do the job for us. Of course, in other situations, someone else will. The second half, I felt like we got out and ran a little better, got up and down the floor so we didn't have to run against their set defense all the time. And Olis knocked in some jumpers, and so did Chris, and some of the other players that really helped it. Now, our two inside players, Tim went 7 for 8 from the field, and of course, Kenny shot a really high percentage. In fact, the two of them together went 17 for 21 in the game. So, you know, with that statistic, I know we didn't go too much to him.
Ken seemed to turn on, especially in that second half.
Well, that's his first league game that he started in, the first time he's played in St. George in a game. And that had a lot of pressure. His family, the first time they'd watched him play in 2 years. So he is a little uptight for the game. And he'll settle down as the year goes on. He'll be better and better and better. It wasn't too bad of a start last night.
Tom Roberts, how's the flu?
Well, Tom, you can ask him how he is, and he just break his leg. He'd say he's ready to go. But yeah, we spent some time with him during pregame meal, and he at least has some color back in his face, and hopefully he'll be able to play tonight some.
Chris McMullen, another outstanding defense tonight, and the offense is coming back.
Sure is. It's been coming more and more and more. And, you know, we've asked a lot of Chris. Yeah, the people here in St. George have, of course, watched him play in high school, where I think he had 36 or 37 points against Dixie High School one night, and they expect that from him every night. They can remember when he played in the state finals, where he picks up 27 points and just hit everything he shot. But yet, on the other hand, you've got to look back to the fact that he is a freshman. There is a big transition. It's a different coach. It's different players. It's different talents you're playing against in different situations. And he's made that transition really well. Now, to be fair to Chris, you have to look at some of the other really good players we've had here. The problem Steve Condy had the first year I was coaching here until about halfway through the year, and then he really started to come alive. Craig Hammer and his problems, Ron Ince and his problems. Every one of them have a hard time their freshman year, but yet the good ones about halfway through really come along. And one prime example of that was Tim last year and John Bauckham last year. Yeah, Chris has hung in all the time, and he's really been a good player from day one, and now he's getting better and better, and it's really going to make us a lot better team.
Backcourt, Danny Tarkanian, another super night.
Well, scoring-wise, better than usual. Assist-wise, you know, it's hard to get assists in the zone, against the zone. Another great night. I really felt comfortable with the way he played offensively and defensively.
With his father in the stands, that doesn't seem to bother him.
Well, I think he's 18 years old. He's had him there for 18 years. And, hey, I just got back from watching my son play in an eighth grade game, and he played really well. I was really proud of him. I hope that just because your dad's there and he's a coach doesn't bother the way you play. I don't think it had any effect on Danny's game. He's an intense person and plays no matter what the situation is, and really played well last night. I thought Olis Dockery really played well. And I think Kevin Doman is now to the stage where I really feel comfortable having Kevin on the floor. And so does he. And that really makes it nice because it gives us four guards.
Olis has now had two good shooting nights back-to-back.
Yes, he has, and he's free and easy now and has a lot of confidence. We're going to start him again tonight and bring Eddie off the bench. It's not that Eddie doesn't deserve to start. It's just that I think he comes off the bench a little better than Olis. And hopefully, as the year goes on, we'll play all three of those guards about the same amount of time so they can all spend time on the floor and also get their breath once in a while.
This looks like shades of the Heap Slocum Slaymaker triumvirate a couple of years ago.
Hey, if we have the same results, I sure hope so.
Against College of Eastern Utah, this is a team that has the only losing record, really, on the total season in the ICAC.
Yes, and they've played some pretty good people. They have played well at times. Evidently, they played really well last week when they beat Trey Tech at home. They beat them by 6, and Trey Tech's really playing quite well. So it's a team that hopefully will play better than we played last night, but yet one, if we don't, we could lose.
They have one ball player that is definitely a force, Dave Johnson, big rugged forward.
Yes, East High School does a good job. Good jump shooter, jumps pretty well. Not really quick, but adequate. And, of course, we'll go with Lyles guarding him. It should be a pretty good matchup.
What do you expect out of CEU?
Well, I expect them to sit in the zone, as they usually do. I think that they'll probably stay a little patient with it. And hopefully we can get out and put some pressure on the guards and make them hurry up what they're trying to do. And I think one of the real key factors are we going to rebound well?
3-0 on the conference season, not bad.
Sure be nice to be 4.
We'll wait to see on that. Coach Neil Roberts, thank you for being with us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Larry.
We're talking with College of Eastern Utah coach Kurt Jensen. Coach, another ball club, another year. Dave Johnson is doing a good job for you.
He's had a good season, yes. He's had some real fine games lately and has kind of carried us a little bit. And he needs a little help, though.
You've had one of the tougher schedules of the ICAC teams.
We've had a good schedule this year, and it's been a very strong test for us. We have been probably a little weaker than in the past. A little weak at center and had some problems. Lost a guard out for the season with a broken finger and some other things. So it's been a struggle, to say the least.
It's been a pretty good matchup, Dixie versus CEU, over the last couple of years. And a couple of ball players off last year's team. People are wondering what took place with him, what happened. Arthur Robinson, Kevin Miller.
Arthur is playing in a school in Massachusetts, Lowell University in Boston. And Kevin Miller is playing in Illinois for a small NAIA school there. And so they're both playing ball this year again.
Let's talk about your ball club this year, some of the strengths that they've shown so far.
Some of the strengths. Well, let's see. you almost got me there. We have been. It's been a good group to work with. They've worked hard and hustled and good attitudes and that sort of thing. We haven't always been successful in what we've been trying to do. I think maybe it's easier to talk. One of the problems is that we just have not been very consistent. We have played well at times and parts of games and some games, but we just have not had the consistency that you need to win a lot of ball games.
Has the depth factor been a problem for you this year?
Yes, that has been a definite factor, and particularly at center and guard, since we had the injuries at guard and lost a couple of guards earlier in the year, and that's been a real problem for us, and size is beginning to take its toll also.
You pulled one of the big wins off against Utah Tech this year. Utah Tech must be playing well. Your ball club must have played well that night.
Yes, that was our finest game of the year. We played a very super game that night. We shot well. We played well together and did an excellent job defensively. And Provo has been playing very well and have a good ball club, so we were real pleased with that one. And we played a full night, full ball game that night, and it made a difference. So, you know, you have to do that.
Against Dixie, what do you expect tonight?
Well, I expect the usual when we come to St. George. I expect them to play very well on their home court, to shoot very well and run and put the pressure on as they always have done when we played here. And I hope I'm disappointed, but they have been playing well this year, and I saw them in Phoenix earlier, and they have a well-balanced team. I don't think they have quite the depth they've had in the past, but they play very well as a unit.
Key for your ball club tonight to beat Dixie?
Well, we have to play very well on defense and boards, and on offense we can't make mistakes. We've got to be very patient and score in order to stay in the ball game. And if we have any lapses, I think we'll be in trouble.
Starting lineup for CEU tonight?
Will be David Johnson at one of the inside spots, probably Scott Wallace at the other one. Gino Lucero, who played a lot last year for us from Emory High School, will be at a forward position. And then point guard will be Burke Buckaloo. And the other guard will be Brett Bigley from Granger.
You mentioned in the starting lineup Scott Wallace, a young man from Clearfield High School. Now, he's got to be some relation to the Scott Wallace that played at Snow last year, hasn't he?
Well, he said that he's not very closely related, but maybe in the distant past somewhere. It's really strange. They both went to the same high school, same town, same names, but different players.
Coach Kurt Jensen, thank you for being with us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
The presentation of the national anthem just prior to this game. Dixie now 9-8 on the season with a win last night. Dixie in the
leadership of the ICAC with a 3-0 record. And as Coach Neil Roberts said, he'd like to make it 4-0 tonight. That would be a pleasant turn of events for Coach Roberts and company. That pretty well completes the pregame show and a look at the teams, CEU and Dixie College. We'll be back with play-by-play action of this ICAC matchup after this. And might I also add that it's brought to you by Bateman Pharmacy. That was one more on this Dixie College basketball broadcast tonight, the captains meeting at midcourt with Gina Lucero and Dave Johnson for CEU. And for Dixie, Danny Tarkanian and Tim Fulmer meeting with the officials at midcourt. Dixie trying to stretch their record to 4-0 and keep a firm hold on that number one position in the ICAC. And that's going to be a challenge. College of Eastern Utah ready and prepared tonight. But one of the problems that Coach Jansen discussed was the injuries and loss of a couple of ball players. Starting center Todd Dykster had great problems, and so is off the squad right now. He's only 6'5", though, and that might not have made that much difference. On the other hand, one young man who did make quite a bit of difference was Dale Olson, who played 3 years ago for CEU. High school all-stater out of Bountiful High School. And Olson broke a bone in his hand and will be out, or broke a finger and will be out for the rest of the year. Olson, an experienced young man, the leading assist man for College of Eastern Utah. One other factor in tonight's game. My parents are down from Salt Lake City, and my mother, who is a basketball fan par excellence, is at the game. And since she's been attending Dixie College games, every time she comes, Dixie wins. We'll see if it holds again tonight, shall we? About ready to get underway. Dixie versus College of Eastern Utah. Set the starting lineup once again. Scott Wallace is 6'6". Dave Johnson is 6'7" and muscular. And Gina Lucero is 6'5". Up front in the backcourt is Burke Buckaloo at 5'10". Along with Brett Bigley, a 6'3" freshman. And Bigley, smooth little ball player. For Dixie in the backcourt, Tarkadian and Dockery. Up front, Lyles, Fulmer, and McMullen. The tap controlled by Lyles, but into the hands of CEU with the basketball of Scott Wallace. Wallace to Bigley at the left angle. It goes to Lucero. Lucero tries to pass in deep and is stolen. Dixie with the basketball. 3-on-2 fast break. Dykster to McMullen. Bank shot. No good. Rebound brought down by number 42, Gino Lucero. Lucero with the basketball. Cross court to Dave Johnson. Layup no good, but foul on Olas Dockery. Lucero with a pass. Johnson with a shot. Johnson misses, but will be at the free throw line. Dockery with personal foul number one, team foul number one on Dixie. And Dave Johnson to shoot two. Johnson, the leading ball player for CEU, breaks the ice and gives CEU a 1-0 lead. Johnson on the year, averaging 17.7 points per game. Second shot is up and good, and it's 2-0. Dave Johnson, the key man for CEU. Bounce pass in deep to Danny Tarkanian, who puts it up with the left hand and gets the basket. Tarkanian with his first basket ties it at 2. Coach Jerry Tarkanian and Danny's mother, Mrs. Coach Tarkanian, here also. Shot up and good from the free throw line by Buckaloo. Makes it 4-2. Then we'll have Coach Jerry Tarkanian at halftime as our guest, by the way. Olas Dockery, lob pass in deep, goes to Tim Fulmer, intended in deeper to Lyles, through his legs, out of bounds, off the hands of CEU. Hot potato underneath, and Chino Lucero couldn't hang on to it. Out of bounds to Dixie. 4-2, College of Eastern Utah with the lead early in the ball game. 19:09 left in the first half. Inbounds out in front to Danny Tarkanian. Penetrates, loses the basketball. Bats the ball out front, and Chris McMullen can't hang on to it. As he dives into the CEU bench, one of the Golden Eagles helps him, keeps him from crashing to the floor. Tarkanian against Buckaloo. Buckaloo at 5 feet 10. Quick little guard. Good little shooter. Buckaloo. Out in front, it goes to Beagley. Beagley looks for help against Dockery. On the left side to Buckaloo. Has a notion. At the angle, it goes to Lucero. Lucero leaves it for Dave Johnson. Johnson starts to make the move. Travel call. Drag the pivot foot, and off he went. Turnover by College of Eastern Utah. Dixie with the basketball. Tarkanian and Dockery working in backcourt. Tarkanian quickly to Chris McMullen at the angle, out in front to Tarkanian. Tarkanian looks through the high post, can't find anybody. To McMullen at the angle, at the point to Tarkanian, directing traffic on the right side to Dockery. Dockery looks for help. Zone defense by CEU, a scrappy zone. In deep to Fulmer, in deeper to Lyles. Thrown beyond him, lost out of bounds. Touched last by Lyles. Out of bounds to College of Eastern Utah. Neil Roberts pleads with Lyles about going to get the basketball, being a little more aggressive. Lyle's parents are up from Henderson, Nevada to watch also. Bigley goes quickly to Johnson. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Dave Johnson goes right to the basket. Turnaround, hook shot up and in. And Dave Johnson with his first basket makes it 6-2, College of Eastern Utah. Tarkanian into the corner to Dockery. Dockery in deeper to Fulmer. Out in front to Tarkanian from the free throw line. Shot in and out. Rebound off the hands of McMullen, and McMullen climbing backs to get there. Personal foul number one on McMullen. Team foul number two on Dixie. Out of bounds to CEU under their own basket. Full court pressure by the Rebels. Inbounds comes to Buckaloo. Cross court to Gino Lucero. 6'5 forward. Lucero dishes off to along the baseline. It goes to number 40, Scott Wallace, who drives and puts it up and in. Wallace makes it 8-2. Dixie trails by 6 points. Into the corner to Dockery. Dockery back to Fulmer at the baseline. Double team on Fulmer. Back to Dockery from 18. Shot in and out. Ricochets out. No good. Rebound brought down by Scott Wallace. Looks for help. Clears it up court and through the legs of Brett Bigley. Bigley quickly into forecourt. Across the 10-second line. Pass on the right side goes to Buckaloo. Makes the head fake. Can't get the shot away to Wallace in the corner. Scott Wallace at the angle. It goes to Lucero. Cross court to Buckaloo. And midair puts it up and in. Not really an alley-oop play because there's not enough alley to oop because Buckaloo's only 5'10", but he got the basket. Lyles at the angle to Chris McMullen. McMullen wants to get the shot away. Goes to Lyles from 15. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Lucero. It's 10-2, and Dixie has gone a long time without scoring. 17-10 left in the first half. CEU running and gunning and doing a good job. Cross court to Johnson from 20. Good, and Dave Johnson makes it 12-2. Neil Roberts wants timeout. 17 minutes left in the first half. 12-2. CEU back in 60 seconds. .16:53 left in the first half. Dixie gets the basketball and promptly throws it out of bounds. Throws it away. CEU with the basketball and a 10-point lead, 12-2. Buckaloo loses the basketball, gets it back cross court. It goes to Bigley. Bigley makes a penetration to Buckaloo. Back to Bigley. Underneath, Bigley lays it up and in with the left hand. And CEU doing the job right now. Make it 14-2. Into forecourt quickly to Chris McMullen. Out in front to Tarkanian at the left angle to Olas Dockery. Dockery tries to get Lyles in underneath, cannot. Collapsing on Lyles up front. Tarkanian leaves it for Lyles, lays it up over the basket. Rebound brought down by Lucero. Baseball pass to Bigley, lays it up with the left hand. Good. And Bigley with his second basket. And CEU blitzing Dixie. 16-2. 14-point lead by College of Eastern Utah with 16:07 left in the first half. McMillan in deep to Lyles. Head fakes, puts it up. And a foul will go to College of Eastern Utah. Eddie Benson into the lineup for the first time tonight. Going out is Ola Stockery. Dixie just looking for somebody who can shoot right now, as nobody's been able to hit a basket since Danny Tarkanian got the first bucket. At the free throw line, shooting two is Ken Lyles. Lyles, a good free throw shooter normally, went 3-for-7 last night. Shot is up and too long. Lyles coming into this weekend's play, shooting 66.5% from the free throw line. 0-for-1 tonight. Lyles' second shot is up and good. And that ends a long streak. 14 straight points by CEU, a 16-3. Hook pass goes on the angle to Lucero, overshoots the basket. Rebound, Tim Fulmer, 16-3, 13-point lead, Dixie. Tarkanian quickly in the forecourt, goes to McMullen, out of the corner with a right-hand shot. No good, rebound brought down, CEU crashing the board. Scott Wallace with the basketball, quickly to Buckaloo. Baseball pass to Bigley along the baseline. Head fakes, leans in with the left hand, no good. Rebound, McMullen, run-and-gun basketball now. Tarkanian across the 10-second line, whirls, looks for help. On the left side, no, throws it away. Into the hands of Buckaloo. 2-on-1 fast break. Back to Buckaloo from 18. Shot up and in and out. No good. High for the rebound. Lyles. Here comes Dixie. 4-on-3 fast break. Benson. Shovel pass to Fulmer for the layup. Dixie gets another basket. 3 straight points by Dixie. It's 16-5. Down to an 11-point lead by CEU. That's an unreal blitz against Dixie at home. In deep, Wallace has the ball stolen away by Tarkanian. And personal foul will be on whom? On Wallace or Johnson? Apparently on Wallace, trying to reach back. And Wallace picks up personal foul number one. Dixie down by 14 points, 16-2. Now trying to scratch back. Has gotten a free throw and a basket. With 15 minutes left in the first half, only 5 points for Dixie. In deep, it goes to Lyles. Head fakes against Johnson. Travel call on Lyles. Started to make the move before he actually had the basketball down. Tom Roberts comes into the lineup. And indeed, he does have a little more color back, but still looks a little under the weather. Instead of an out-and-out monsoon, maybe fair to partly cloudy for Tom Roberts after a bout with the flu. Timeout, College of Eastern Utah, 14:55 left in the first half. CEU 16, Dixie 5, back in 30 seconds. Jack, let's just take one commercial during the game. CEU with the basketball, 14:49 left in the first half, and a 16-5 lead. Give and go from Dave Johnson. Ball stolen by Tim Fulmer on the floor. Jump ball called between Fulmer and Scott Wallace. Fulmer took it right away from the little guy, Buckaloo, as Buckaloo left it for Johnson. Went down the keyhole, and Johnson handed it back to him. Looked almost like a quarterback handing off. Fulmer against Wallace, tapped, controlled by Fulmer in the corner, picked up by McMullen. Here comes Dixie toward us now. Eddie Benson, lob pass to Fulmer from the baseline, 15 feet out, no good. Rebound, Benson, right back to the basket. Eddie Benson got ahead of steam, picked it up, one bounce dribble, and put it in. At 16-7, and Dixie, 5 unanswered points now. Has cut the margin to 9. In backcourt, Bigley. Cross-court pass, broken up by Tim Fulmer, and Dixie starting to get with the program defensively. Starting to scrap a little more for that basketball. 16-7, College of Eastern Utah with a lead, and CEU with the basketball. Dave Johnson out in front. It goes to Brett Bigley. Dixie in his own defense. Long jump shot. Buckaloo short off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Tim Fulmer. Quickly to Tarkanian. Three on two. Fast break. Tarkanian to the basket. And Dixie flying right now, 16-9. Seven unanswered points by Dixie. Buckaloo bothered as he gets into forecourt, goes to Lucero with the basketball. Lucero, ball knocked away by Roberts, picked up again by Lucero. Cross-court goes to Wallace. Shot up, partially deflected, but goes in anyway. Scott Wallace with his second basket, make it 18-9. Finally, CEU gets another basket. Fulmer into the corner, looks for help. Lob pass in deep to Roberts. On his back is Johnson. The one man that CEU cannot afford to have in foul trouble is Dave Johnson. First personal on Johnson, second team foul on CEU. Three on Dixie. Although I don't know who the third one is. Inbounds to Eddie Benson. Shot up, no good. Tap by Roberts, no good. Rebound off the hands of CEU. Out of bounds to Dixie. Into the lineup, Paul Gaskew, a 6'2" sophomore for CEU. Dixie inbounds to Benson. Back to Fulmer along the baseline. Hook pass out in front to Tarkanian. Quickly to McMullen. Back to Eddie Benson at the point. Benson looks for help. Double team in deep to Roberts. Roberts cross court to Fulmer. Shot up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Roberts. Picked up by Gaskew. Three on one, fast break. Gaskew. Cross court pass goes to Bigley. Lays it up. No. He wants to pass it off and travels in advance. Bigley bothered by Fulmer back there on defense. And Bigley just could not get the dribble down. Tarkanian pass into forecourt to Chris McMullen. Back to Tom Roberts. Ball knocked away from behind. Gaskew with a personal foul. Gaskew with personal foul number one. Third team foul on CEU. Correction, fourth team foul. One, two, three. I'm missing one. Missing one someplace. Anyway. Inbounds comes to Dixie. Tom Roberts has the ball knocked away. Knocked away by Wallace. Out of bounds to Dixie once again. 18-9. CEU with a lead with 13:07 left in the first half. Dixie with a slow start shooting-wise tonight. Tarkanian to Fulmer. Collapsing zone defense quickly to Chris McMullen to Eddie Benson. Benson looks for help, and CEU recovers on the left side to McMullen. Jump shot from 20. Good! And Chris McMullen drops it in. McMullen starting to shoot better the last few ball games. Make that 18-11. Dixie has cut the margin to 7. Gaskew against Tarkanian. Not as quick as Tarkanian. Gaskew, lead pass goes to Bigley. Right to the basket, shot up and in. Bigley, double-teamed as he went to the basket, got it up and in. Bigley with 6 points, 20-11. Tarkanian down the keyhole, leaves it with the left hand, shot no good. Rebound, Dave Johnson. Johnson coming back the other way. Middle lane of the fast break, holds up, gets it to a guard. No, to a forward, Scott Wallace. Out in front, it goes to Bigley. Quickly to Gaskew. Gaskew whirls against Tarkanian, against the baseline. Layup, good. And CEU shooting well. Gaskew got the layup, 22-11. 11-point lead once again. McMullen to Fulmer, jump shot up, short, rebound, brought down by Roberts, puts it up, and he's fouled from behind by Bigley. Bigley will protest, but Roberts went flying. Bigley got him from behind, got him with a body. As Roberts went back up, he was bumped, obviously. And Bigley was the man there. Kelly Newbold into the lineup for the first time tonight, and Bigley to sit down. Bigley playing a beautiful ball game so far, doing quite a job. Roberts to shoot two. First shot is up and hangs and falls. Dixie with just 5 field goals and now 2 for 3 from the free throw line as a team. 22-12, back down to a 10-point lead by CEU. Dixie working from behind tonight. Second shot is up, hangs and falls. And Roberts with his first 2 points in two nights. Eddie Benson dogging on defense. And there's a timeout by the official as a basketball got away from someone. A practice basketball thrown to the sidelines. Now CEU to have the basketball out of bounds once again in backcourt. 22-13, 9-point lead by the Eagles. Gaskew inbounds to Dave Johnson. Johnson looks for help, gets it to Gaskew, still in backcourt. Double team on Gaskew, now falls away, and it's a man-to-man defense. Danny Tarkanian plays both ends of the floor throughout the entire 40 minutes. Gaskew, hook pass, stolen by Fulmer, knocked out of bounds, and Fulmer and number 25, Newbold, scrapping for the basketball. Out of bounds to CEU in forecourt as Fulmer has ruled the last man to touch it. Newbold gets it inbounds to Scott Wallace. Wallace looks for help. Whirls against Fulmer. Whirls back. Tries to put the shot up. Falling away. Shot hangs and falls. And Scott Wallace puts it up and in. CEU playing a super ball game so far. Back out to an 11-point lead. 24-13. Tarkanian to Roberts. to the corner to Benson. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Brought down by Newbold. Dixie getting one shot and one shot only. Nobody crashing the boards on offense. David Johnson with the basketball. Leaves it for Gaskew. Gaskew has a notion. Doesn't take the shot to Newbold at the left angle to Lucero. In deep to Wallace. Stolen by Roberts. Roberts to Tim Fulmer. Quickly to Danny Tarkanian. Three on two. Fast break. Tarkanian to McMullen with a layup short. Rebound McMullen. Back with the left hand. Good. Chris McMullen. Two baskets on the night. Make it 24 to 15. 9-point lead again. Out of the corner. Wallace shot. Hangs on the top of the rim. Goes up and hits a girder up above. Not a girder. Not big enough for a girder. Just a guy wire. And it's out of bounds to Dixie. Wallace looked like he was going to have that thing go straight up in the air and come back down. Guy wire may have interfered with that. Definitely interfere because Dixie got the basketball to the high post to Roberts. Into the corner it goes to McMullen. McMullen back to Roberts from 10. Shot up and good. Roberts left angle about 10 feet out. Make it 24-17 and suddenly a 7-point lead again. That's as close as Dixie has been since CEU ran off 12 unanswered points. In fact, 14 unanswered points. At the angle, it goes to Gino Lucero. Lucero now turns around. Let's fly with the jump shot. No good. High for the rebound as Fulmer. Outlet pass to Tarkanian. Three on one fast break. Tarkanian goes to Benson with the layup. Foul, CEU. Eddie Benson. Let me double check. I think it's Newbold with a personal foul. But anyway, it's a chance for a three-point play. Buckaloo back in. So is Bigley, the starting guards. Eddie Benson to shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play. It's suddenly a five-point lead by CEU, and Eddie Benson can cut that to four and does. Benson with 5 points. Lob pass into forecourt. Goes to Buckaloo. Three on two, fast break at the angle to Lucero. Dixie back on defense now. Lucero wants the shot, can't take it. Get it in deep to Johnson. Reaching in is Roberts. Roberts says, hey, I didn't foul him. And the official says, hey, you're shaking hands with him. So Roberts picks up personal foul number one. That's team foul number three on Dixie. There are six team fouls on CEU. Inbounds comes out in front to Brett Bigley. Long left-handed jump shot off to the left. Rebound brought down by Fulmer. Quick outlet pass to Tarkanian and Dixie running. Three on three, fast break, no fast break. To McMullen, down a keyhole with the left hand, too hard. Rebound brought down by Wallace. Wallace quickly to Buckaloo. Buckaloo on the wing. It goes to Bigley, back to Lucero. Tries to pass in deep and foul on Roberts. And Roberts got caught as the wrong man in the wrong position with his hands up at the wrong time. Timeout CEU, 24-20. CEU out in front of Dixie with 9:51 left in the ball game. And the officials have yet to see the timeout call from College of Eastern Utah. Now the timeout, back in 60 seconds. Back at the Rebel Gym, Larry Jewell with you, and Dixie now trails by four, tied at two. And since that time, CEU has controlled the ball game. Now Dixie trying to get back into it and getting close. College of Eastern Utah with the basketball out of bounds under their own basket. 9:51 left in the first half, 24-20. CEU out in front, inbounds to Bigley in the corner. Bigley, bounce pass in deep to Johnson. Turns around, loses the basketball, tries to pick it up. No travel call on Johnson. Ball knocked away and tried to pick it up and move the pivot foot. And the other foot, and then the pivot foot again, and then the other foot again, and it's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 24-20, 4-point lead by CEU. Danny Tarkanian to the high post to Tim Fulmer in deep to Roberts. Roberts with the left-hand muscle shot. No good. Rebound. Roberts. Basket will not count. The foul beforehand. And the foul will be on number 40, Scott Wallace. I believe that's number 2 on Wallace. Correction, number 3 on Scott Wallace. Wallace in foul trouble. Getting off the bench is number 44, Carlson Boudreaux, a 6'6 freshman. Boudreaux, a young man from Sandy, Utah. I believe he played at Jordan High last year. Roberts to shoot 1-1. First shot is up and good. And Roberts now 3-for-3 from the free throw line and 5 points. And Roberts still looking like he's suffering somewhat from the flu. A little pale. But he's alive and kicking. Shot is up and good by Roberts. Roberts with 6 points on the night. Full court pressure by Dixie. Cuts the margin to 2, 24-22. CEU out in front, and Dixie with a chance to tie for the first time since it was 2-2. If they can force a turnover or keep CEU from scoring. Buckaloo with the basketball goes to the point to Gino Lucero. Lucero looks for help. In deep, ball knocked away by Benson. Foul on Benson on the back of a CEU ball player. Looked like Beagley, the man in front of him. That's number 5 on Dixie as a team. Out of bounds to CEU under their own basket. Olas Dockery ready to come back in at a guard position. Dockery in to replace Danny Tarkanian. Tarkanian's been going hard both ends of the floor to sit down with 4 points so far. So Dockery and Benson will be the guards. CEU with the basketball inbounds to Lucero along the baseline, being guarded by Dockery. Lucero leaves it for Buckaloo. Buckaloo back to Lucero. Let's fly from 22. Shot up and good. And Gino Lucero, second leading scorer for CEU. Doing a good job this year. Benson goes around one man, leaves the basketball into the corner to Olas Dockery. Dockery, one bounce dribble, shot out of the corner, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away from Fulmer by Johnson. Outlet pass goes to Bigley. Bigley, cross court, deflected by Roberts. Stolen by Dixie. Roberts to Dockery, to Benson, and Tom Roberts deflected that with the back of his hand and the back of his head. Chris McMullen with the basketball at the point to Eddie Benson. 26-22. Pass to the high post. Too big for Roberts. Stolen by Dave Johnson. Here comes CEU. Turnover by Dixie again. Johnson into the corner. It goes to Buckaloo. Buckaloo looks out in front. Now comes out on the dribble. Comes to the point. A double stack offense for CEU right now. One man high, one man low on the same side of the floor. From the left angle, Buckaloo puts it up and in from 22. And Buckaloo with 3 baskets on the night. Perimeter shooting doing a job for CEU. 28-22. 6-point lead by College of Eastern Utah. Benson at the angle to Dockery. Dockery in deep to Fulmer. Fulmer looks for help. One bounce dribble. Gets it out in front to Dockery. Dockery, jump shot from 10. Shot will not fall. Rebound Fulmer with the right hand. Shot up and no good. Will not fall. Rebound Johnson reaching in. Roberts slapped across the wrist. That was obvious. Third personal foul on Tom Roberts coming back in. Danny Tarkanian coming back in is Ken Lyles. Benson and Roberts to sit down for a relaxation. 16 fouls on Dixie. Out of bounds to CEU in backcourt. CEU has run off 4 unanswered points. Bigley across the 10-second line. Picked up, shovel pass quickly to Buckaloo to the baseline. Shot up short. Rebounded up and in by Dave Johnson. And Johnson with his third basket. 8 points on the night. Quickly, Tarkanian into forecourt. 3 straight baskets by CEU. Lyles in deep to Fulmer. Fulmer, one bounce dribble, lays it up. Will it count? Yes, it will. Foul from behind will go to Boudreaux. Carlson Boudreaux, spelled with the X. B-O-U-D-R-E-A-U-X. Boudreaux, 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 however you want to pronounce it. It's Boudreaux. Fulmer gets the basket, has a chance for the three-point play. Fulmer puts it up, too long. Rebound on the floor through the hands of McMullen, but off the hands of Boudreaux. And Boudreaux, let's go to Boudreaux, shall we? Boudreaux. That's what Bill Fowler is saying as a loudspeaker announcer. Let's get consistent. Inbounds to Lyles. Comes down with a rebound. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound Fulmer off the hands of Johnson. Saved by Dockery. Out in front. Can Tarkanian save it? Yes, he does. Right on the sidelines. Barely gets it. Tarkanian into the corner to Dockery. And Dixie having problems shooting. Jump shot by Fulmer over the basket. Rebound Gaskew. And Fulmer gets the shot he normally puts down. Neil Roberts holds his head. When they don't fall, you can't count them. Johnson in deep. How's that for a bit of wisdom? Shot up by Bigley. No good. And Bigley commits the turnover. Kurt Jansen a little upset with his ball club. returning it over. 30-24, 7-12 left in the first half. To the high post to Tim Fulmer. Dixie has a lid on that basket. Jump shot out of the corner. McMullen, good. McMullen with his third basket of the night. 6 points. Buckaloo in backcourt, being chased by Dixie on defense. Buckaloo bounce pass in deep, goes to Boudreaux, back out in front to Gaskew. To Paul Johnson, back to Gaskew in deep with a right-hand shot. Will be good. Foul will be on Fulmer. Tim Fulmer with personal foul number one, and Gaskew has his second basket of the night. Make it 32-26. Number one on Fulmer. Gaskew to shoot one to try to complete the three-point play. 32-26. CEU grabbed the lead and will not let Dixie get back in. Gaskew now with 5 points off the bench. 33-26. 7-point lead again. Dockery commits the travel. Wanted to get the pass to Tarkanian and then saw the defender there and couldn't stop in time. Everything is flat tonight. Almost an identical first half to what Dixie played against Colorado Northwestern, as the scrapping zone defense just bothering Dixie. And good shooting by CEU. Johnson with a running layup. No good. Rebound Gaskew. Puts it up. No good. Tap by Johnson. No good. Rebound McMullen. Here comes Dockery to Tarkanian. 2-on-2. Fast break. Tarkanian goes down. There was a trip, but no foul called. In deep to Dockery. Hook shot. Good. And Dockery gets the basket. Buckaloo at the ankle. Goes into the corner. A lot of contact tonight. Bigley. Ball knocked away by Tarkanian to McMullen. To Tarkanian, lays it up and in. Tarkanian with a steal from behind. Ball thrown away by CEU. Dixie with a basketball under their own basket. As Beagley tried to inbound it with a quick baseball pass to Buckaloo, threw it away. 33-30. Suddenly Dixie back in this thing. And has the basketball under their own basket. Gino Lucero back into the lineup. At a forward position. Inbounds to Dixie under their own basket. Fulmer wants to inbounds to Lyles. Cannot. Inbounds to McMullen. Into the corner to Dockery. To Tarkanian. In deep to Lyles. Lyles. Muscles. Travel call or foul in deep. Foul from behind or foul from in front. No correction. Offensive foul on Lyles. Lyles backing in. May have been a good call. Neil Roberts up arguing about that one. First personal on Lyles. Player control foul. Or one-on-one situation. We'll have to wait and see. Offensive foul, they rule. After Lyles got the basketball, backing in on his defender. Lyles got fouled afterwards, but the official said Lyles backed in first. Out of bounds to CEU. Dixie. Costly turnover. Inbounds comes to Buckaloo. Buckaloo in backcourt. Quickly with the pass to Gaskew. Gaskew at a forecourt into the corner to Dave Johnson. Can shoot from over there. Johnson reverses along the baseline. 3 second violation. Gaskew. Man with a big toe in that keyhole too long. Gaskew says, hey, you're looking to somebody else. He says, no, you were wearing 22. Tarkanian across the 10-second line to a high post to Fulmer. Fulmer at the angle. Back to Tarkanian. Jump shot from 22. Shot good. Tarkanian starting to take command now. Tarkanian wants that basketball when it gets sticky. 33-32. Ball stolen by Tarkanian. McMullen is tripped by Johnson as McMullen gets the basketball. Johnson picks up personal foul number two. McMullen to shoot. 1-1. And Dixie scrapping for that basketball. That's the second on Dave Johnson. Second personal foul. McMullen to shoot. 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. Can tie it with the first. The shot is up and good. Chris McMullen settling down with his shooting. Starting to get that touch back. Tie it at 33. First time it's been tied since it was tied at 2. McMullen could give Dixie their first lead of the night, and does. Dixie with their first lead with 5:37 left in the first half. Inbounds almost stolen by Tarkanian, and Tarkanian over the back of Buckaloo. Picks up the personal foul. Kurt Jensen pleading with Dave Johnson about the baseball passes. Jensen a little upset with his ball club for throwing that long pass. It's risky business. Tarkanian with personal number one. And to the free throw line, Buckaloo to shoot. 1-1, Buckaloo needs the first to get the second. Misses the first. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Tim Fulmer. Quickly to Danny Tarkanian. Tarkanian in the middle lane of the fast break. Down the key.